Good morning. This is John Thomas. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, you certainly should. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose, and believe me, that's exactly what you can do. Now, today's podcast is going to be about Michelle Obama and her campaign to eliminate or reduce childhood obesity. No disrespect to Mrs. Obama. I'm sure she's sincere. I'm sure she wants to get something done, but it's just a colossal waste of time, as I've been telling you for everybody else. For adults, fat adults telling fat kids not to be fat anymore. And it isn't just the stupidest thing you ever heard of. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to get a bunch of experts from all over the country, people from universities, exercise people. They're going to sit in a room and hold meetings and give speeches and come up to the conclusion that kids are too fat. Wow, what a shock. So now they're going to have a program, and they're going to go around, and they're going to tell kids to run around for an hour a day and play ball or exercise or do things, and the federal government's going to subsidize lunchroom food. Instead of cheeseburgers, they're telling kids to eat carrots. Instead of french fries, they're going to tell the kids to eat spinach. They're going to tell the manufacturers of foods that they already have to put less sugar in cereals and to put fewer calories in foods for all kids. Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound familiar? Don't we already have that for adults? It's called dieting. Well, certainly that's been a big success, hasn't it? Oh yeah, look at all the weight people have lost. People are fatter than ever. And somehow, magically, these group of experts, who know nothing, by the way, about the real reasons people are fat, are going to tell kids to go do this. Lose weight. We can't, they say. We're fat as pigs and we're getting fatter, but you children, you somehow magically are going to weigh a lot less. Look, we have all sorts of low-calorie foods on the markets for adults. Thousands of items. You can buy low sugar, low fat, low carb, low anything you want. Great. So now, why isn't everybody thin? Well, how do you expect children to be thin doing the same thing? I told you some time ago, putting the amount of calories on menus is a waste of time. People don't care. Or put it more succinctly, their need to get the food in their mouth supersedes or trumps all logical thought about being fat. Taking vending machines out of schools. Good idea, sure. Will it have any effect? No. Why? Because the same reason I've been telling you. Telling kids to weigh less and it being told by fat people is a colossal waste of time. Fat people, adults, can't get thin. So how do you expect kids to be thin? Look what adults are doing. Notwithstanding all the low-cal or diet foods, if you want to call that, on the market, what's selling is 1,000-calorie sandwiches. You see it. You may eat some. So it's delusional, frankly, to think that you're going to tell a bunch of kids to do what adults can't. The fact is, really, nobody wants to be fat, honestly. Oh, I know people say, well, I love being fat. I'm proud of my body. I'm proud of who I am. That's fine, but those are people who recognize full well that their chance of being anything other than fat is probably non-existent. Why? Because they're talking about dieting. Nobody has gotten to the real problem. Look, it's uncomfortable to be fat. You don't feel good being fat. You don't like the way you feel. You know it's bad for your health. Kids don't want to be fat either. Do you really think that children want to be fat? They can't play sports. They can't do a lot of things. They made themselves fat. Why? The same reason you made yourself fat, or your friends have made themselves fat, and the same reason you're keeping yourself fat. It comes down to this. It is more important emotionally for you and people who are fat, and including children, more important emotionally for them to put food in their mouth than it is to be thin. It's the whole problem. That's the whole issue. You know, I must tell you folks, nobody knows how to stop this except me, John Thomas. And I want to share it with you for free. I do not want any of your money. Save your money. You'll need it to buy new clothes. Look, I wish Mrs. Obama well. I wish him every success. The fact is, we all know there isn't going to be any success. Look, if this would work or be effective for adults, everybody be thin. But they're not, and they're fat, and they're getting fatter. Now the experts are happy. This seems to reach a plateau. Baloney. It's temporary. The world's a complicated place, and people who put food in their mouth to stop feeling anxious or to feel better. It's fundamentally that simple. So do kids. Anybody who thinks kids are different, again, is delusional. So, Mrs. Obama, I wish you well. You don't have a chance. You don't. Stick with me. I don't want any of your money. We'll teach you how to do this. I'm going to do more podcasts now. My technical glitch is solved. And while I wish everyone well, it's not going to work. The only way, the only way to be thin permanently and never worry about being fat again is to eliminate the need you feel to put all that food in your mouth. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I'm going to do more podcasts. Just listen. It is really simple. Once you understand it, as people have, I get a lot of emails and people say, my gosh, John, I wish I'd known this sooner. I'm down so many pounds. They refer to it as losing weight, and that's fine. I don't. I refer to it as them becoming a person who weighs a different weight, a lot lower weight. So you can call it losing weight all you want, and you will. But it's going to be permanent. Why? Because you've solved the whole problem. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. There'll be more podcasts. Goodbye.